Don't misread anxiety as a bad sign. Most goals and the changes they can bring, or the changes that you have to make to reach a goal, can generate anxiety. Let's take Steve, who is thinking about changing his job.
I know that I'm not great about taking risks. I'm a methodical person who will think things through. I've been speaking to some agencies and looking at advertisements, and I'm pretty sure that I'm being underpaid by about 25%. There are also aspects of the organisation I work in that I'm not happy with. The agencies I've spoken to have given me job specifications that will use all of my skills and pay me more. But each time I think of taking that next step to achieving my goal, my stomach churns. I feel breathless, my palms sweat. I just feel really anxious. I think there must be something that is worrying me, but I'm just not facing it.
What Steve is doing is taking the anxiety as a sign that there is something wrong, or that he is making a bad decision. What he needs to realise is that feeling anxious about pursuing a goal is actually quite normal.
It is important to see your goal in context and understand your circumstances. You must always allow yourself to understand how your personal circumstances and you can impact upon achieving your goal and not compare yourself with other people. There will be times when not attaining a goal could be spelling out loudly and clearly that you may need additional help. If something repeatedly does not work for you, like trying to diet or cutting down on your drinking, don't ignore this. Some people's problems may need more support than we can give and get up and do it. Don't hear this as a negative. Just learn to be realistic. You are not a failure if you need more help. But know that you can learn from the experience of having the honesty and the willingness to confront a problem, such as depression or an addiction, and seek out professional help. If you are unsure, go and discuss your situation with your GP.
There are also circumstances that make it extremely difficult for people to find the time to concentrate upon themselves. You may have young children or elderly parents to care for. You may be under a lot of pressure at work and have to work long hours. There are many circumstances that are not excuses. They are a hard reality that can make achieving a goal very difficult. But don't give up your goal. Like any human being, you need a sense of fulfillment. Just be realistic in setting smaller interim goals and longer time frameworks. Sometimes people fail because they expect too much of themselves and set too high a target.